Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me is President of Villa Maria College, Dr. Matthew Giordano. Dr. Giordano, welcome to the microphones. And how are things going for Villa Maria these days?
Well, thank you for having me here today. Things are going really great at Villa. We're experiencing a significant transition. Our president of 40 years has recently retired, and I've been named president of the college. And so that's a great opportunity for me, but more importantly, it's a chance for Villa to even get stronger in some of the things that we're doing for our community. So we've got a lot of good ideas about where we're going to be headed. Excellent programs, and we're excited about serving our students and our community.
And forgive me for not having it in front of me, but your background. Had you been previously with Villa Maria for some years?
I have. In fact, this is my 14th year at Villa. I started there in 2005 as a professor in English. I have a PhD in English. And about 6 years later, I became the vice president for academic affairs. So I moved into the administration. And I've been working very closely with our former president, with the other vice presidents, and with the board of trustees. And so when Sister Marcella, our former president, announced her retirement, the board turned to me and gave me this opportunity.
And one of the things that makes Villa's experience a little bit different, a small private college, so there must be some unique challenges then involved with that.
There definitely are. There are great opportunities, but also several challenges. I think a lot of people know, having just paid attention to the news over the last 10 years or so, that higher ed is going through quite a period of readjustment and is under some strain. And there are lots of reasons for that, but the primary reason really is that the population of college-age students has gone down nationally, by some estimates, by about 3 million students nationally. And the situation is even more exacerbated in the Northeast, and particularly in our region, because of the overall population declines that we've seen over the last few decades. So there's a challenge there for all of us. And in Western New York, we have a lot of colleges and universities. So with a smaller population of college-age students, we're all facing that challenge of, how do we continue to provide the excellent services and programs that we do with fewer students? Now, there's also some other challenges associated with that, too, and that's that we're trying to provide more services to our students. So most colleges have increased their levels of academic support, of social and emotional support, of career counseling, and really trying to prepare students for their life after college. We've got increased expectations regarding technology and, of course, the upkeep of facilities. So all of these things present a lot of challenges. And for small privates in New York State, we also have the Excelsior program that the governor rolled out about a year ago. So I think it's incumbent, given all of these challenges, that higher ed institutions really have a clear sense of who they are and who they serve. And I think that's what's great about Villa, is that we're very clear about who we are. We're a small Catholic institution that envisions ourselves as being the premier student-centered institution in this area. We pride ourselves on offering a lot of academic support, high levels of, as I said earlier, social and emotional support. We have exceptional academic programs in things like animation and interior design, physical therapist assistant and occupational therapy, and a variety of others. And we really hone in on meeting the needs of every individual. We're trying to help them reach their professional, creative, and spiritual potential. And we do that with a very welcoming campus environment. So we know who we are and we know who we serve, and I think that bodes very well for us in this environment.
And you just touched on a couple of the areas, I think, of where some of the academic concerns are. Is there a quote-unquote specialty like UB, of course, for better or worse? You think lawyers, Buffalo State, some still have the teacher's college you know, embedded in their head. Villa specialize in anything?
Yeah, a lot of people think of us as an art and music school. And that's true. We've positioned ourselves in that way. So we have a number of very technical applied arts programs that are truly exceptional. Animation, interior design, graphic design, photography. Our graphic design students every year are winning lots of awards in the local advertising club competitions. Our interior design students are designing the interiors for some of the landmark buildings in Buffalo. Our animation students are carving out successful careers in a very competitive and difficult industry. So we have this applied arts focus, and we've had a long history in music. And so we specialize in particular in music industry, really trying to prepare students for jobs in the field that might include concert promotion, recording, production, events production. So that's a specialty, but I also want to include that our physical therapist assistant program is, we think, the best in the area. Our outcomes show that. So if anyone out there is interested in being a physical therapist assistant, they definitely need to check us out, because our students are passing the licensing exam with flying colors and getting great jobs. And we recently started an occupational therapy assistant program as well that is off to a great start, and the students are doing well.
Speaking with Villa Maria College President Dr. Matthew Giordano, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And of course, going along with small private college, Catholic as you mentioned, smaller class sizes too necessarily. And is it something with the arts in specifically, or just in general for any line of study, having more of a not quite one-on-one, but you know what where I'm coming from, a smaller class size for the teachers that you have?
I think it's some of it has to do with the arts, but it's really about our approach. We're a ministry of the Felician Sisters, and their mission is to meet the spiritual needs of every single person who comes into contact with them. And so we've taken that kind of spirit in our educational approach, which is to respect the dignity of all people and to spend a lot of time getting to know them and understand their needs. So a small classroom is right for us. We think, you know, if you're out there and you're looking for lecture halls that seat 300 people and you're going to kind of be lost among the 300, Villa's not for you. But if you have you're looking for the type of education where you really get to know your professors and the staff members who can provide you a lot of guidance, Villa's the place to be. We, a couple of years ago, started a mentorship program, and it's for all of our first-time freshmen, and it's staff and administration and now board of trustee members who serve as mentors for our first-time freshmen. And it's a very informal kind of program. We just sit down, we have lunch together, we get to know them a little bit, and we're just a resource for them. And that, I think that program is emblematic of what you get at Villa, a very personal, friendly, welcoming, one-on-one experience.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation that there are a lot of students that have gone through Villa or are going through Villa now that have had a lot to do with designing some of the work downtown. Has the resurgence of downtown kind of helped along the Villa experience as far as people coming to you for the program specifically?
I think so. You know, our interior design program, for instance, a couple of our graduates did a lot of the work at the Hotel Lafayette. And we've had other students do work down around Canalside. I think that the word is out within that community that Villa is a great place for interior design. And as a result, we've had students who are very interested in these kinds of restoration projects in particular. We offer a certificate program in historic restoration and preservation, and we partner up with Shays for a class that we run as part of that program. And I think overall, just Buffalo is a very artsy town, and the word is within the art community is definitely out that Villa has really great art programs, applied art programs, and we have some of the best faculty in the area teaching in those programs.
Now, you're fresh to the role of president, mm-hmm. but have you already got in mind a 5 or 10 year plan for where you want Villa to be positioned?
That's a great question. In fact, yesterday, I was working with my vice presidents on our plan. And I think we've got some new ideas that I can't announce yet about some programming that we want to do and some other kinds of co-curricular programs that we want to begin. But a lot of what we're going to be doing is building off of our strength. We're not going to swerve from this individualized approach to education that is rooted in our mission and our values and is the strength of the institution. So we want to build, for instance, our Achieve program. Our Achieve program we started a few years ago, and it is the first and really only of its kind in the area. It's a specialized program for students who have a range of learning differences, like dyslexia or ADHD, or they're on the autism spectrum. And so what we do is we provide them specialized advising, tutoring. They have their own facilities. They get a lot of one-on-one attention. And we've seen that program grow in the last few years. And we want to continue to build that program and are looking for new spaces for it on campus. So I think a lot of what we'll do is continue to position ourselves as the student-centered institution and with the intention, though, of being a lot more visible in the community than we have been. We haven't kind of had the exposure or name recognition in our community that we'd like. So a big part of my job over the next few years is to really get out there and make new friends and talk to people and get the word out about what a great and special place it is.
Good place to insert where people can go for more about getting information about Villa
Maria. They can go to our website, www.villa.edu. We're at 240 Pine Ridge Road in Cheektowaga, right on the border of the city in Cheektowaga.
And is there room to expand the campus?
There is room. Interestingly, our campus is part of a larger campus that the Felician Sisters have. And so there are, as the numbers of the sisters have gone down over the last few decades, there's space that they once occupied that is now available to us. So we have some room for expansion. We also have some room within our current spaces to grow a little bit. And, you know, we're looking forward to that. A few years ago, we took over the athletic center that was associated with Villa Maria Academy, the high school. And we've built up a sports program now. So we have men's and women's basketball, men's and women's soccer, bowling, women's bowling. And we're looking at some other sports as well. We have cross country. And we've been able to use that space effectively for athletics, which has been a great addition to our campus. We went many, many years without any athletics at all.
Well, continued success, hopefully, especially over the 5, 10, 20 or more years that you might be associated as president.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate that, and I look forward to it.
That's President of Villa Maria College, Dr. Matthew Giordano. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.